Hello and welcome to our podcast, B2B Sales in Foreign Languages. My name is Gerhard Orwand. I'm a business psychologist and language consultant from Hamburg, Germany. Today we'll talk about the problem of inconsistent learning methods. Teaching methods and learning strategies seem to shift from one level to the next. In most ball sports, the training routines in Champions League and in local teams are quite similar. Both beginners and advanced soccer players make more or less the same exercises. In martial arts, beginners and black belts often practice in the same room. The result of this is, and you may not have taken the time to think about it, as a beginner, you understand that you need to follow through with one discipline, with one practice, if you want to become a professional. At the beginning, your trainer gives you the basic principles of practice. As you encounter more difficult situations and material, you will be able to stick to those basic principles and become successful. Success is just a matter of sticking consistently to one practice routine. Now compare this with a typical language course. First, students are painstakingly segregated into different levels. They need to pass entry tests. Before enrolling in a course, the participants themselves are obsessed with the question, "What is my precise level?" Then, the way we learn a language differs drastically from beginner to intermediate to advanced levels. At the beginning, many students start by memorizing entire phrases and dialogues. At the highest level, they are expected to speak spontaneously and to build their own sentences correctly. Somewhere in the middle, between beginner and advanced levels, students are expected to switch into free and fluent conversation. In reality, for many students, this switch does never occur. But also at a single level, there's often a hodgepodge, a mix of teaching approaches and learning techniques. This is not necessarily the teacher's fault, but also dictated by the whims of the respective textbook. The underlying reasons seem to be, we are not really sure which method will work, so we'll make sure our materials contain a diverse array of strategies so that, with luck, every individual student will be happy and eventually successful. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful for you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.